This is Alive with Joseph.
Tonight, you know, I just wanted to start. Pastor started something powerful the past two Sundays. And on Sunday, he was talking about acknowledging every good thing that is in you, that is in Christ Jesus. As a believer, we've got the resource of favor. We've got the resource of mercy. We've got the resource of power and every good thing that God has given to us. Hallelujah. When he instructs us to acknowledge those good things that are in us, if we don't, we miss out on the benefits that God has given them to us for. And tonight I've titled my message, The Grace That Appears. The Bible says in the book of Titus chapter 2 verse 11, it says, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. The Bible says, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. This is great news. This is good news. This is the best news that mankind has ever received. Amen. That the grace of God has appeared to all men. Hallelujah. Not to just some men, but to all men. Hallelujah. Say, the grace of God has appeared to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Understand that grace is a person. Grace is not just a doctrine. Grace is not just something that we say just to get by. Grace is a person. Hallelujah. And he has appeared to us. Grace is our Savior. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is he who appeared before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. I want us to see grace appearing right from the book of Genesis. The Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and it was void. And darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Hallelujah. But the Bible says, then God said, let there be light, and there was light. Hallelujah. In this chaotic state, in this formless state, in this state that creation was in a mess, the Bible says that the Spirit of God was hovering over the earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And as the Holy Ghost was moving over the earth, the Bible tells us that God, grace appeared. Hallelujah. How do we see grace? The Bible says, and then God said, what am I saying tonight? I am saying that the sayings of God is the grace of God appearing. Hallelujah. The sayings of God is the grace of God appearing. Hallelujah. For we see him in his word. We see him in the book of John chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3. It says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made that was made. Hallelujah. Who is he talking about? He's talking about grace himself. He's talking about grace that appeared first before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. He's talking about grace who appeared in the beginning when creation was in chaos. Hallelujah. And in verse 14 he says, and the word became flesh. And he dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says the spoken word became flesh and he dwelt among us. Hallelujah. I decree tonight that the grace of God that has appeared unto all men will become flesh in your life tonight in the name of Jesus. I said he will become flesh in your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You will behold his glory. You will see his glory. Not only will you behold his glory, but his glory will be seen upon you. Hallelujah. His glory will be seen in every area of your life. Hallelujah. The Bible says the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I love the word of God. The Bible says in verse 3, it says, and without him, nothing was made that was made. Hallelujah. Without him, nothing was made that was made. Hallelujah. What can we do without grace? What can we do without grace? How far can you go without the grace of God? Hallelujah. You are seated here. God has shown you great things. And in all your wisdom, in all your resources, in all your connections, you know that you can't get there until the grace of God takes you there. Hallelujah. Your destiny is not an ordinary destiny. Your destiny is a mega destiny. It will take the grace of God appearing in your life to ensure that you fulfill destiny. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I'm saying, how far can your certificate take you? How far? How far can your knowledge take you? Hallelujah. Say, the grace of God has appeared to my life. Hallelujah. Listen, every great achievement you have ever seen in the kingdom of God can always be traced back to the grace of God. Hallelujah. Paul summarizes his life with all the great things that he achieved in life. Whether before knowing Christ and after knowing Christ, he summarizes his life and says, I am what I am by the grace of God. Hallelujah. I am what I am by the grace of God. Why? Because grace is the maker of men. Hallelujah. Grace is the maker of women. Hallelujah. Grace is, when grace appears upon your life, it doesn't matter where you are. It will take you. It will mold you. It will bake you. It will cook you. And it will present you to your world. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Say, the grace of God that has appeared unto all men has appeared to me. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Listen, when grace appears in your life, when you receive him, you become one spirit with him. That is what Pastor was teaching us on Sunday. You become one spirit with him. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. The Bible says that the heart of the king is in the hands of God. He turns it wherever he wants. I'm here to say to you, it is because of that grace that you have received that sometimes have directed you, even you, without you knowing. And you ended up where you're supposed to be without even hearing a voice, because you are one spirit with him. Hallelujah. Say, I am one spirit with him. Say, I am one spirit with him. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. The mystery of redemption. The mystery of redemption. I believe that God created marriage to try to explain the mystery of redemption, where the two becomes one. Hallelujah. When you receive him, you become one with him. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. And the Bible speaks about the kind of results that two are able to achieve together. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Something happens in your life when you encounter Jesus. Your results begin to change. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I love Jesus. I love the Jesus that dwells in me. Hallelujah. Because people have known you as a single person. They expect you to get a single person's result. But when you have Jesus, you begin to produce results that do not make sense. When they ask, how can you, who is single, be able to do this? It is because he has appeared in your life. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. They've looked at you and say, you have no godfather. In this industry, in this business, you need a godfather. But what they didn't realize is that the grace of God that appears to man has appeared to you. Hallelujah. You begin to break barriers. You begin to cross lines. You begin to produce in mass quantities. Hallelujah. Why? Because the grace of God that has appeared to all men has appeared to you. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. He has been beating you every day and every night because he thought you have no father. He thought you have no mother. But let him try you tonight, because the grace of God has appeared to you. Hallelujah. You have had no one to answer for you, but from tonight, he who has appeared to all men will lift his hand on your behalf. Hallelujah. Say, the grace of God Say, the grace of God that appears to all men has appeared to me. Hallelujah. One of the great fathers of faith that I love dearly is Papa Ayorisha Jafo. You know, I heard him some years ago sharing a testimony on how for five full years he could not speak. And his mother will come to church every Sunday. He will drop the boy on the altar. Hallelujah. And because Grace was speaking, the pastor will say, leave him there. Hallelujah. The pastor will preach and preach and preach. At the end of the service, the mother will come and collect the boy and go. It went on over and over and over. It looked like nothing was happening. And one day, the boy opened up his mouth and said, Jesus. Hallelujah. The boy opened up his mouth and said, Jesus. You know what happened to the boy who could not speak when grace appeared in his life? He has become a voice in our generation. You cannot call the fathers of faith and not call him. Hallelujah. Because when grace appears, it takes a voiceless boy and gives him a voice in his generation. Hallelujah. I declare that that same grace has appeared to you. He will give you a voice in your generation, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. We see grace appearing to dust in the book of Genesis. Hallelujah. Grace finds dust, and grace picks dust up, and grace fills dust with his glory. And the Bible says dust became a living soul. Hallelujah. Hey, when grace appears, they might have looked at you and called you dust. Let grace appear. Let grace appear. Hallelujah. Listen, everyone is a product of the appearance of grace. Hallelujah. Grace visited dust, and dust never remained the same. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what it is that you're boasting about. It doesn't matter what it is that you've decorated yourself with. It is the grace of God that has decorated dust. Hallelujah. When we forget that we are merely dust, that at the end of our lives we will return back to where we came from, that is when we stop giving him thanks. Hallelujah. When you see us on our knees in worship, struggling to get up, it is because we remember that, who am I? Anirimani wehosi, anirimani, anirimani. I know where you picked me from. I know how directionless I was. I know how I didn't even know my name. I didn't even understand myself. But grace appeared and picked dust like me. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Say, grace has appeared to me. Hallelujah. The same way that grace appeared to Abraham. Abraham was a nobody. God appeared to him in his father's house. A whole idolater. Hallelujah. Hey, there are people that you have looked at and you said, God doesn't visit them. Ah, but when grace appears, he appears to all men. He will appear even to the people that you have written off. Hallelujah. Grace appeared to him and said, come, I will make you the father of many nations. Hallelujah. Because grace is the maker of men. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I am talking about an Abraham who looked at himself and thought, what do I have to offer you, Father? What do I have to offer you? Hallelujah. And grace said, you don't have what it takes to offer to me. I am here to offer to you what you can't even offer to yourself. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. You are sitting here under the sound of my voice. Maybe even naturally you've been struggling even to give in the house of God. Not because you don't want to give, but your case has been so bad and you've been feeling bad every time you appear before the grace of God. But I've come with a word from the Almighty, Almighty. The one who is able to take man. He who says, I know where you are and I'm here to pull you out of that dust. I am here to change your story. He's changing your story tonight in the name of Jesus. He's changing your story tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And when God appeared to Abraham, Abraham aligned himself with God. So key, so important. Many times God appears to us and we trivialize the encounters we have with God. When we move from that moment, we move and walk as if God never appeared to us. It's an error. That is why people keep having an experience and experience now and then, and experiences disappearing. When God appears to you, follow him. Hallelujah. Follow him to the latter. Follow him with all your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I remember when I was growing up and in faith, and they taught us about the lighthouse. You know, when in oceans, those days, because they didn't have, you know, maps like we have now. They didn't have your GPS like we have now. What they would do was that they will put a lighthouse at the north of the ocean. The idea, and then they will have light that is constantly going on day and night. The idea was that if you find yourself in the ocean and you are lost and you do not know where to go, you look for the light and follow the light. If all you can see is the light and follow it, you will get to where you're supposed to be. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. When you encounter him, follow him. Follow him. He will not mislead you. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Grace turned a barren man into a father of many nations. Hallelujah. Grace appeared to Jacob. It appeared. He appeared to a cheat. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. He appeared to someone who saw himself as unworthy. He appeared to someone that everyone had been pointing fingers at. Even today, sometimes when we teach, we still point fingers at Jacob. But that same Jacob, God looked for him. Grace appeared to him. Hallelujah. You might be sitting here, you've been feeling unworthy. There have been some things that you've been battling with, and you know that God wants nothing to do with it. And you've been thinking of running away from God. He says, don't run away from me, because you don't have what it takes to cleanse yourself. Come to me, I will cleanse you, and I will give you a new name. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Grace appeared to Jacob and made him. Grace appeared to Moses. Hallelujah. Moses was a lawbreaker. Did you hear what I said? Moses was a lawbreaker. That is why he ran, because he killed somebody. Hallelujah. He was a lawbreaker. He ran until he found himself taking care of goats. A man with such a great destiny. Because of what went wrong, he found himself running. But I'm here to say to you, when grace appeared to him in the bush, where he was smelling of goat pee, the grace of God appeared to him and made him a lawgiver. Hallelujah. You didn't hear what I'm saying. He took a lawbreaker and turned him into a lawgiver. That is the God that we serve. We serve a mighty God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that is able. Hallelujah. I don't know what it is that you're running from tonight, but I'm saying that the grace of God has appeared to you by the power of his word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The grace of God appeared to David. We see David lost in the bush, taking care of his father's sheep. And the grace of God went out to look for a king. When he looked for a king, he went to the house of Jesse. But you know what? The king was not in the house. The king was in the bush. Hallelujah. But because the grace was for him, he found him from the bush and he crowned him with glory. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. He grace found a boy in the bush and put a crown on him. Ah, I don't know what kind of wilderness you're in tonight, but God is about to crown you with glory. Hallelujah. He's about to crown you with glory. Hear me and hear me well. When grace crowns you, nobody can uncrown you. Yes. Even when his own son tried to uncrown his father, the son rather died than to uncrown his father. Hallelujah. Because you don't contend with grace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have been crying about that person in the office that has been tormenting you. Your position has been threatened. That issue has been threatening you because you think you crowned yourself. You think you put yourself there. Ah, it was grace that put you there. And if grace put you there, nobody can unput you. Is that proper English? Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Say, God put me there. Let's look at scripture a bit. Titus chapter 2 from verse 11 to 14. It says, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. So grace is a bringer. Hallelujah. Grace is a bringer. And that same grace is here tonight. Even as I'm speaking, he's bringing things into your life. Hallelujah. It says, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Grace is a teacher. Hallelujah. Grace is a teacher. The Bible says he teaches us to deny ungodliness. Hallelujah. He teaches us to deny worldly lust. He teaches us to that, you know what? We should have nothing to do with the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Hallelujah. Because grace is a teacher. Say, grace is a teacher. Grace. Say, grace is a teacher. Grace. Shake your neighbor and say, grace is a teacher. Grace. Shake them well and say, grace is a teacher. Grace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Grace gives us the power to live righteously in the wicked world. We live in a wicked world. Hallelujah. And when the grace of God appears, he delivers us. He delivers us. Hallelujah. One of the testimonies I received the other day was a young man that came to my office. Believe me, I got his permission to share this testimony. And he said to me, Pastor, something had been happening for a long time. And you know, when he said, I realized that every time I would meet him, I would always feel like there's something this young man wants to tell me. Every time I would meet him, I would get that feeling. But that day, he got the boldness to come to me. And he said, Pastor, you know, I've been battling with pornography. And I battled with it so much to the point that when there was no Wi-Fi in the house, I would make sure I get data somehow. I would do whatever I needed. He said that thing had a stronghold on me. And, you know, he says, because during the day, he would be alone because at home, his mom would not be there. And he said, you know, to the point that I opened the door for a spirit to come upon me. He said, then I graduated to start watching gay pornography. He said, when I started watching gay pornography, I started seeing myself as a woman. He said, a spirit of a woman will come upon me. He said, when that spirit will come upon me, I would run to my mother's room. I would dress like my mother. And I would start behaving like a woman. I will start acting like a woman. And I'll start, you know, imagining myself like a woman. He said, one day as I was worshiping, as I was in the presence of God, all of a sudden, a cool breeze. He said that the windows were closed and the doors were closed. He said, all of a sudden, a strong, cool breeze came upon the room. He said, it filled the room. He said, all of a sudden, I found myself weeping. He said, as the power of God hit me, that spirit left. And he said, it has never come back. He said, I have been free since. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. He's his parents' only child. His parents' only child. He said, now I see myself like the man that I am. Hallelujah. Why? Because grace appeared to him. There was no one preaching to him. But grace found him. Ah, That grace of God that delivers man, it is coming upon you right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is that has garaged your life, garaged your destiny, held your children bound, today by the power of the Holy Ghost, you are set free in the name of Jesus. You are set free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says when grace comes, he teaches us to live holy. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Say, grace has appeared to me. Say, grace has appeared to me. Hallelujah. His name is Emmanuel. The word God with us also means grace with us. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. And the Bible says, and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When we get the revelation of the love of God, when we begin to fellowship with the Holy Spirit, we experience His grace. Hallelujah. When He comes upon us, He liberates us. Glory be to Jesus. Jesus is the grace of God given to all men. Hallelujah. Say, He's the grace of God that has been given to all men. Glory to God. Listen, when grace appears in your life, there is a great change that comes with salvation. There is a great change that comes with salvation. Honestly, when you encounter grace, you should be able to tell the day you met Jesus. You should be able to tell the day you gave your life to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And when He appears in your life, He transforms your life. Hallelujah. When you begin to boldly declare that the things I used to do, I don't do them anymore. The places I used to go, I don't go there anymore. The things I used to smoke, I don't smoke them anymore. The clothes I used to wear, I don't wear them anymore. The people I used to visit, I don't visit them anymore. Because grace has appeared. Say, grace has appeared. Grace. Say, grace has appeared. Grace. Because grace is a distinguisher. Hallelujah. Grace is a distinguisher. Say, grace is a distinguisher. Grace. Hallelujah. When grace appears, there is evidence in your life that you have encountered grace. Hallelujah. Where you used to fail, you begin to succeed. Glory be to Jesus. What you used to complain about, you find yourself testifying of how you're flourishing. Hallelujah. Where you used to be sick, as you begin to embrace Him, you begin to experience healing. Hallelujah. Be it instant healing, be it progressive healing. The thing is, you have encountered grace. Glory to God. When grace appears, He changes your cue. Do you hear what I'm saying? You used to be in the queue of borrowing, but now you get to the queue of being a blessing. Hallelujah. You used to be in the queue of being a liability, but you get into the queue of assets. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. You used to be in the queue of unemployment. As grace appears to you, you get into the queue where you say, I am employed. Hallelujah. Say, grace has appeared. Say, grace has appeared. Grace. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. When grace appears in your life, He begins to tell you, you don't do this anymore. You don't belong here anymore. Hallelujah. Nobody tells you, somehow you just begin to feel uncomfortable. Certain things that you used to be comfortable with, grace tells you, you don't belong in the line of debt anymore. You better start working on your debt. You better start putting your house in or your finances in order. Hallelujah. That's what grace does. Glory be to Jesus. Grace tells you, you have no relationship with depression. Stop feeling pity for yourself. Enough of feeling people saying sorry to you all the time. You're bigger than this. You're bigger than this. Hallelujah. Grace begins to tell you, you have no relationship with waste. Don't waste your life. Don't waste your life. Don't waste your life. There's so much that you need to do. Hallelujah. You get to a place where you have say, I have no fellowship with desperation. I have no fellowship. I have no relationship with desperation. I am not desperate. Hallelujah. I might not have something now, but I'm not desperate. Because I have Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, I have no fellowship with desperation. I have no fellowship with desperation. Hallelujah. Because grace is not a respecter of man. Glory to God. He is not the respecter of man. It doesn't matter what family you came from. It doesn't matter what your background is. When grace encounters you, it changes your story forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you blessed tonight? Are you blessed tonight? Hallelujah. I want you to stand on our feet. I want us to just thank God for his grace that has appeared to us. The grace of God that is able to change the stories of man. Even in this season of prayer where we are seeking his face, I want us to acknowledge him as a destiny changer.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.